Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Well, hello everyone, it's Charmaine Hammond with Team Toby, and tonight we're talking about our Paws Across Canada tour. We're back, we're home, 42 days on the road. What a blast we had. Really, folks, it was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to travel around with Toby and, of course, my husband, Christopher. So many highlights, I don't even know where to start. So what I thought I'd do is start featuring all the different places that we went, what we loved, what we learned, what we got to participate in, some of our great memories. And, of course, on our blog, Toby Tales, T-O-B-Y-T-A-L-E-S, Toby Tales on Blogspot, we'll be featuring all the different pictures and video footage that we took, as well as posting that on our Facebook and Twitter. And on Twitter, we are Team Toby and the number 2, T-E-A-M-T-O-B-Y, number 2. And on Facebook, The Original Team Toby. So what is Paws Across Canada? It was really our mission to build a kinder Canada, one paw, one person at a time. We started off with Alberta and British Columbia, so two provinces, 42 days, 45 community stops. We traveled 7,200 kilometers. That's right, 7,200 kilometers in the Toby Mobile. We reached more than 3.2 million people in media through TV, radio, and print, and another thousands and thousands through blogs and through newsletters. More than $8,000, and the numbers are still coming in, folks, but more than $8,000 as of today was raised through Toonie for Team Toby. The majority of that was raised through our partners, Petland Canada. They raised $7,400 through the participating stores in Alberta and BC, and we so appreciate their support. That money is really going to help the Orange Dog Foundation, and it's going to help us with our message of preventing bullying, promoting kindness by getting Toby's books into the schools in Alberta and British Columbia. We engaged hundreds of children in Toby's kindness mission because we got to go to schools, boys and girls clubs, daycares, even toy stores, and talk to children about kindness. And the big learning there was, boy, oh boy, if you want to learn about what kindness really is and what empathy looks like, just spend 10 minutes with a child and they can tell you all about it. One of the little guys that we met, I think he said he was 4 years old, said kindness is just hugging your pet and saying I love you just because. Oh, just love their words of wisdom. Those are just a few of the highlights. Let's talk about Kamloops, British Columbia. We had a great time there, left Alberta. The scenery between Canmore and Kamloops is just beautiful. There's all these waterfalls on the side of the road. Of course, you're driving through the mountains, so it's twisty, turny, up and down, beautiful scenery. I particularly loved watching the color of the water in the lakes, the ponds, and the waterfalls. The color of the water kept changing. In some areas, it was just this beautiful turquoise color. So we arrive in Kamloops, and the first stop we made was to the tourism department. We had been in touch with Kamloops Tourism for a couple of months before going there, and we're really excited about visiting them because they have in Kamloops, you'll love this, the Dogs of Tourism. That's right. One of the reasons we wanted to connect with them because, of course, they're dog lovers. And they do a lot at Kamloops Tourism to promote pet-friendly adventures in and around Kamloops. So we had an event that we arrived there, and I loved what we pulled up to. We pulled up to this tourist center that's just windows with this panoramic view. It was incredible. But off to the left of the parking lot, there's a big fenced-in area, grassy area, where you can put your dogs in while they can play, water up, and do what they need to do while you're inside checking out the pamphlets and talking to the tourist experts around what to do while you're in Kamloops. That was a real highlight for us because it was great to be able to put Toby in the fenced-in area, and he could just play there, hang out, stretch, and we could be inside doing what we needed to do. Now, because we were visiting on our tour, they also put together the Dogs of Tourism. The staff there, lots of the staff have dogs, so they brought their pets in to be able to meet Toby, so there was a big party going on in the fenced-in area, loads and loads of fun. The other thing that they had, of course, in the fenced-in area was poop bags and a big, big pail of water. So that was a real highlight. Toby's highlight there was the dogs and the Frisbee that he got. He didn't want to give it back to us to play. He just wanted to hold on to it. One of the things we really appreciated about Kamloops was that there's miles and miles of walking trails to be able to go with your family and with your dog. That was a real highlight. We didn't get to go to all of them, of course, in a short period of time, but we loved being able to go in the tourist center and have them actually map out where we could go with our dog. That was really important. Some of the places we visited, there was less familiarity around what we could do and where we could go with our dog. Kamloops really aced it here. They had actually a one sheet, a double-sided sheet of paper, everything you could do with your dog while in Kamloops. That was another highlight for us, and certainly one that other communities might want to look at, to be able to have everything that's pet-friendly in one easy-to-find place. Of course, it listed the hotels, and the staff at the tourism department in Kamloops also put together for us two accommodations to try out, the South Thompson Inn and the Best Western. We loved both of them, and each of them had very different features and provided a very different experience. So at the South Thompson Inn, it's beautiful. It's out of the city, lovely places to walk. Toby was most impressed with the horses, really big dogs for him, and lots of green space to walk and play. So that was a real highlight. Beautiful photo opportunities. There. The staff were wonderful at the hotel. Dogs are allowed. I don't believe there was any weight restriction or size restrictions. And we love them. They're getting the Toby Tested, Toby Approved Award. And then Best Western Hotel, we stayed there as well. Great hotel. Again, they got a Toby Tested, Toby Approved Award. Minimal pet fee at that venue. And one of the highlights for us at Best Western in Kamloops was that they actually babysat Toby for us. We went out to dinner with our friends, and the staff brought Toby back. He got to hang out with the staff, be an official greeter, and they babysat for him. And that was a real perk. Not a lot of hotels do that. We certainly appreciated that, and I think Toby did too. It gave him a change of scenery. He got to go out for two walks with new friends, so he was in his glory. And the other thing that we liked about that hotel as well is that it's close to the mall, other places that you might want to go while you're on holidays, and very easily accessible. We also were on TV and radio. The media in Kamloops was very, very supportive. TV, radio, print media, and just really excited to hear about the tour. So we really enjoyed that kind of support as well. Another highlight was having an event at Tumbleweed Toy Store in the Sahali Mall. That was a lot of fun. The mall was very accommodating and welcomed Toby in, made lots of space for him outside the toy store. That was a really special event for us because the owner, Vanessa Gamble, she and I knew each other years and years ago in a past life when I lived in Fort McMurray. So we had the chance to reconnect after many, many years had passed, and that was lovely. And, of course, the whole toy store atmosphere was great for Toby. It was a new environment for him to be in. Lots of kids showed up. We got the chance to read Toby's book. But my favorite part was after the story and the kids were just playing with Toby, we got to have an informal conversation around kindness. And there was kids from age 2 right up to 12 years of age. And I was asking them, what can we do to build a kinder Canada? What needs to happen? How can young people be leaders? And one of the young gals there was, I think, 11 or 12, and she said, we simply have to stop judging people. We have to stop talking about people behind their back and stop judging them. And another young girl said, we have to be kind to the planet and to people. And so she talked about the amount of food that gets wasted, and she thought a great way to be kind to our planet was to reduce waste and to really use leftovers in our home and, of course, to take good care of our pets. And I thought that was a great example of what needs to happen to build a kinder Canada. We also had the chance to have dinner with our friends Kelly and Kelly, and that was a real highlight for us. And, of course, lots of sightseeing, just driving around the community, getting familiar with the community was a great lesson for us. So we liked Kamloops. It was great to go through there. I had been to Kamloops once before, but it was kind of an in-and-out visit. So this was really awesome because we got the chance to just immerse ourselves in the community a little bit more and, of course, spend time at the hotels. Kamloops seems to be a really dog-friendly place. It certainly promotes the businesses that are dog-friendly. We noticed a few businesses, actually, that had water bowls outside. One of the days we were there was particularly warm, and they had water bowls out for people who were walking their dogs. And, you know, that is so appreciated by pet parents. These are some of the things that when you travel with your pets, we don't always think about in advance, but boy, oh boy, when you're out there traveling and these features exist, they really are appreciated. So we had a great time in Kamloops. We also got to stop by one of the Petland stores and say hello, and Toby went in and we got a team picture with everybody there. That was really special as well. So big success in Kamloops. We certainly appreciate their support. We can't wait to go back again. And, of course, if you're in Kamloops, you want to go and talk to the staff at the tourist center. They have everything that visitors with two legs or four legs are ever going to need to know about the community. And, of course, follow our blog because we're going to be providing you with pictures of our visit to Kamloops and some of the things that we participated in while we're there. You can find the blog at Toby Tales Blogspot. And, of course, if you ever can't find your way to one of our sites, just pop on over to the website, theoriginalteamtoby.com, and there you will find all the links to our social media. So if you've been to Kamloops before, we would love to hear what you love about that community. You can go on to our Facebook page, The Original Team Toby, and post your comments there. You can tweet it out at Team Toby and the number 2. And if you live in Kamloops, we want to hear what you love about living there and what kind of things you're seeing in your community that really promote and foster kindness. We want to hear from you. We want to stay in conversation with you. And one of the things we're going to be featuring in our blog on Kamloops is the quirky questions, some quirky facts and some interesting questions about Kamloops. So I'd love to hear your answers on those. You can find them on the blog. And, of course, we want to shout out all our partners who came with us on the tour, Canadian Traveler, Palmain and Finn. We also had Petland Canada and Fabulous at 50. We had the Rotary Club of Oil Sands, Fort McMurray, Modern Press, Joanne Grimwood with Send Out Cards, the Evolutionary Business Council, Stone Circle Coaching, and, of course, our nonprofit partner, the Orange Dog Foundation. It was so great traveling around with you, knowing that you were there. We really appreciate your support. Until the next time and next radio show, we're going to be talking about Medicine Hat. Medicine Hat Alberta, another pet-friendly community that had loads to offer us. And Jace with Destination Marketing was just a huge support in putting Medicine Hat Tour together for us. So tomorrow you'll hear all about that. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, let's be kind to one another.